Good morning on this Monday morning. Joining us is Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Upstate mayor eyeing primary challenge from the left.
Yeah, Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, who is term limited out at the end of the year, says she's been approached by a number of people to run for a different office next year. She says she's been asked about governor, Congress, and state senate, and she hasn't ruled any of them out. Certainly people on the left want to take on and send a message to Governor Cuomo. Stephanie Miner is well regarded on the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, and she says she is seriously considering a potential run against the governor.
From there to running upstate, and that has to do with Speaker Carl Hastie. Oftentimes, when it comes to the leadership, not all, but in many cases, New York City heavy, but he's coming upstate to check out Bombardier.
Yeah, what makes it interesting is he's done these tours before during the summer where he goes to his upstate members' districts to learn what the issues are and to find out more about them. But what makes it interesting is we're in the midst of a downstate mass transit crisis, and the speaker, Carl Hastie, who's from the Bronx, is heading to Plattsburgh where he is going to meet with Bombardier, which is a company that makes subway cars. And Governor Cuomo has talked about how he's upset that it takes anywhere between 5 and 7 years to make a subway car, and Hastie says he just wants to go and see what they do and how they do it and talk to them about the situation. So the timing of the trip is certainly topical, to say the least. And then he's also, Hastie's a big Star Trek fan, and he's going to stop in Ticonderoga, where someone had built a authorized duplicate set of the Starship Enterprise. So he's going to go check that out as well.
Oh, boy. Captain Kirk in the chair himself. Well,
yes, exactly.
Let's go to now a big issue in New York City, which has to do with Airbnb and an ad that's linking them to terror.
The hotel industry, which has gone really hard after Airbnb in recent years and been successful at it, is about to debut an ad today that basically links Airbnb to potential terror situations, including the ad references, even though Airbnb wasn't part of this, the recent Manchester, England bombing, where the bomber himself had stayed in a short-term rental apartment. It wasn't an Airbnb apartment. So it really is the harshest attack yet on Airbnb by the hotel industry.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. You can find out more at nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.